are you?
Bridget Spider, now with Flan.
So here we go.
Last podcast for the week and first clue for next week. Ooh. For Triple M's businesses that rock. In less than 60 seconds, your business could be $1,000 richer.
Mm-hmm. And if you wonder what they're going to say about the year 2020 in 100 years' time, well, we've got the answer for you. We know. We're going to play it for you.
We know one thing, they probably have the same opinion as the Chook, mm-hmm. as we do right now, Anastasia Palaszczuk,
our premier.
Do as I say, not as I do. Croaky throat on Monday, decided to go out and shake hands and lick people. All right. No, she didn't. But she did go out amongst the community and didn't self-isolate until her results came back Wednesday. Sure, they were negative. That's whatever.
Well, Bridget doesn't miss her. It's worth listening to.
Yeah, no, I don't. Mm.
And also, we want some Kiwis to jump on and have their say. We've got a question for you. You've got 3 seconds to answer it, but it has to be the Kiwis, and it's got something to do with the Australian wildlife.
Alrighty, and clue for Monday, for 8:30 Monday, you could win $1,000 for your business thanks to Mercedes-Benz Gold Coast, for Triple M's businesses that rock.
Yes.
And the clue is...
we love tradies. This is to do with trades.
Total Tools. Billy.
Dylan. Yeah.
You can't just say a business name. That's not how it works.
That's who it's going to be, though.
I've got to tell Flan this story.
Because they always have Triple M.
This business is in Ashmore. That's the only other
place. I know it's not this business, so I can tell the story.
Okay. Yeah,
right. I dated a bloke that wasn't that bright. And when we first came to the coast... Okay, to narrow it down. He's a tradie.
Yep.
When we first came to the coast...
Yep. Which one?
And he said... he came home, he said, I went to the wrong place to look for a job today. And I said, where did you go? Being a tradie, he said, I went to Trade Secret, but I didn't know they sold clothes. I kid you not. He walked in there to get a job. I couldn't make that up.
I reckon I could tell. I'm going to train
him. I hope he's well, though. I hope he's well. He is a funny dude.
Wish him well and wish him away.
Well, yes.
Wish him well, wish him away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a mate. You know how they had Powerball winner? It was one winner for Powerball overnight.
Yes.
I've got a mate who's going to go in a Powerball, and he didn't. And then he found out the next day that there was only one winner, and he goes, oh, thank God I didn't buy a ticket. That bloke won it.
Right, there's more fun stuff now. Here's the podcast. Yes. Let's have a little look into the future, but also back at the same time. What will they say about 2020, 100 years from now?
Historians universally describe the year 2020 as an angry, inflamed hemorrhoid poking through the fabric of the universe that God made his trousers out of. In the year hemorrhoid, AFL chief executive Harry Styles bans Mad Monday, sending Gorilla Suit share prices tumbling. Also, in the year of the sphincter, 2020... the tiny Caribbean nation of Barbados decides to leave the cradle of the Commonwealth, prompting Prince Andrew to say...
It's regrettable, it's regrettable. One less island one can hide out on, really. I'm for tradition, not extradition, so much, as it were. I swear to you now, a great deal. It's perfectly natural.
So, experts agree. 2020 felt like you just run a 10,000-metre steeplechase wearing a gorilla suit inside out.
At the Yatla Gorilla Suit Factory Outlet, the pandemic's buggered the business. That and Terry flogging stuff. Get yourself a gorilla with a dirty big red bum suit. Fair dinkum, it looks real. It's disgusting. It's as cheap as chimpanzee, so come and get them off the lot. Do us a favour before the fire, if you know what I mean. Do you smell smoke? I do. They stink a bit because they got wet. Yeah, Terry pissed on them, eh?
Oof. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, no, I hate that. Oh, I can't take it. No matter who this is, whoever's copying this, I'm worried for him.
The Chook.
Oh, no, I'm not worried anymore.
Okay. Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Yes.
Our Premier. Mm. First of all, she gave me hope early on in the week because I saw a new pair of clip-ons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Earrings. They weren't the pearl ones. Mm. They were new. They looked like some kind of black crystal or something. Oh, I don't know.
Healing crystals, probably.
Who knows? But she had new ones, and I thought, look, she's had a makeover. This is amazing. It's a new her, new leaf. No. So she's ignored her own advice, the government's health advice, that as soon as you're sick, self-isolate.
Yes.
Oh, no.
What happened?
This was Anastasia on Monday during a Zoom meeting. Have a listen.
Good evening, everyone. Sorry. I've lost my voice from last week at Parliament, I think. Can I start by acknowledging the traditional owners of the lands on which we gather?
Monday, she started feeling sick. Ah. And then on the past few days, she hit the regional road. She went to a funeral in Mackay, media events in the Whitsundays, Bundaberg. She's the Karen from Bunnings.
Oh, what do you mean?
She is that witch that goes out everywhere and tours. Well, no, Karen from Bunnings is the witch.
Okay.
Yeah, and she goes out everywhere. And she said, oh, you know, COVID doesn't exist and I'm here, I've got to do spells on this person and that person. She's being a Karen. So I'm very upset. Ros Bates, who is the Shadow Health Minister, she said, what is going on here? This raises many questions.
It does.
You should have isolated.
Ros is the MP for my area. What else did she say?
Ros is awesome.
Yeah.
She's a good egg.
Not afraid to express her opinion.
Oh, no, she's not. She's, like me, very disappointed.
Which bit of this, Bridgie, gets up your nose quicker than a COVID test?
I am a principled person, as Spider knows.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm about intention. And if you are going to run this city and if you really, I mean, going to run this state, if you really believe your own hype and you really believe about COVID testing and keeping Queenslanders safe, the first thing you would do, even at the sign of a sniffle or a croaky voice, is isolate.
Yeah, straight away.
So that's why it makes me question. I mean, I shouldn't even have to question. Of course, this is politicised. The whole thing about COVID is politicised, because if it was about health, she would have isolated, right?
Can I just be mindful and be careful out there, because I did Google because I wanted to find out the story that you're talking about, I Googled Chook's COVID test.
How'd you go? What results did you get?
No, seriously, there's chicken wings imported from Brazil tested positive.
That's right.
Are you kidding?
No.
See, did they self-isolate?
They self-isolated.
Yeah, the COVID meal deal.
We know a few friends that if they'd, they definitely got COVID. The amount of chicken wings they down. No, I've never seen anything like it. Elbows out, just a frenzy.
Yeah.
No, like a bait school of bait ball out. Yeah, seriously, yeah. they are just ridden with corona.
Who'd you say they were again?
Oh, I don't know. I can drop a good chicken wing myself.
Can you drop 50 in a set?
Yeah.
She tested negative.
What? That part of the story doesn't matter.
No. I'll be sitting there in a pile of tiny bones around.
Yeah. There's 4 days of sort of grey, chickeny area.
Exactly right. That is right. How many chicken wings do you reckon you did?
Oh, chicken wings? How many ever do?
I mean, I do more corn dumplings.
Having an awful lot of flightless chickens is my point.
Thank you in advance to all the Kiwis that have called up. This will make sense in a moment.
It will.
Yeah. Well, we've got one question for them, and they've got 3 seconds to answer.
Mm.
And, 13, 20, 7, 10 for any Kiwis. Okay.
We've got a Prezi too, don't we?
Yeah, we've got a Prezi. We'll give this to someone, a deserving Kiwi.
All right.
Gold Class tickets.
Ooh.
To see The High Note in the luxury of Gold Class event cinemas from September 24.
See, it's worth your while.
Right. Who we got first for the question?
All right. Good morning, T in Burley.
Hello,
good morning.
T.
Good morning, hello. T.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Oh, good. Okay,
kia ora.
Good. All right.
Okay, here we go. Here's your question. You've got 3 seconds to answer. T, what was your reaction when you first saw a snake in Australia?
Oh, yeah, way.
Tim's in Labrador. Tim's in Labrador. We have one question for you.
3 seconds to answer, Tim. What was your reaction when you first saw a snake in Australia?
Oh, that lady said not to swear.
You can squeal.
Thank you.
Maybe we should rephrase
Love yourself
it.
At it.
We should rephrase it. Eric, what sound did you make when you saw...
Eric, what sound did you make when you first saw a snake in Australia?
I can't say, mate. It's pretty rude.
I want to hear one man squeal.
Yeah.
Just give us the first letter.
Here we go. Brett. What was your reaction when you first saw a snake in Australia?
Help!
Interesting. Okay, so no one said, I didn't squeal, or I wasn't afraid. It's interesting because Kiwis are all afraid of the things we have in Australia.
Well, of course, because there's no snakes or spiders.
Not a one.
Isn't that amazing?
Somebody, for God's sake, take a few over there, would you?
Yeah, not even one introduced.
Yeah. No. How's that?
I know.
Well, who won it?
I liked tea.
Yeah, I was for tea.
Okay. T, you've got yourself the tickets to Gold Class, all right? Congratulations.
Yeah.
Can you give us that squeal again, T?
Mate, enjoy the movie. We're just going to let you know ahead of time there will be one snake released in the cinema when you're watching.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, relax.
Would you ever pick up a snake, T, if there was one in your garden?
Funny story, I had to pick up one was in my garden because my wife was scared, I was scared, but I had to show her I was a man.
Oh, no.
Yes, and did she find it manly when you made that sound?
Yeah, she found it manly when I removed the snake, but I came back and had to change my undies right away.
You're funny.
Okay.
Thanks, T. Well, we'll give you my wife, Cherie's reaction, because that's exactly what happened at home yesterday.
There's a snake in the cove.
Yep. I don't know how.
That's not a euphemism for anything.
And she's a Kiwi.
And true to form, she didn't handle it.
Give a big shout out to all the Kiwis. Good morning, kia ora. They don't like snakes and spiders because they don't have them over in New Zealand. And my wife's different, Tree. She's petrified of snakes. And yesterday there was one at home.
No,
I don't know how. I don't know why, but it got through the security gates of Sanctuary Cove. But Cherie's joining us right now. Cherie, can you talk us through it? Because we know that you're not a fan of snakes. Either am I. What happened?
I was walking up the path coming up. It was scooting from the pool across to the house. It reared up. I screamed and went one way. It screamed and went the other way.
It screamed.
And it was enormous. And I don't know what it is, but I can't deal with snakes. And then I'm here on my own. And I thought, if I lose sight of it, then the snake man can't catch it. So trying to deviate away to get to a doorway that I could get inside. So I was like shooing it along and like throwing sawdust. That's all I had was sawdust to try and move it along a bit. Anyway, so I got inside the house.
Try and blind it.
Yeah, and then I'm inside the glass and it's on the outside and it's rearing up and it's like thumping against the glass and it was horrendous.
How big was it?
Yeah, I want to know.
It was seriously, the head of it was like an anaconda. I swear, it was enormous.
And it's blinking, trying to get the sawdust out of its eyes.
And then that made it angrier, but it was just when it was like rearing up and I was just panicking and I rang Tony the Snake Man. I rang him like 40 times, like, hurry up and get here.
Wow.
It was, no, seriously, blood pressure was through the roof.
Wouldn't Tony Harrison have the funniest answering machine message machine?
Yeah, he would
have hundreds of them.
Yeah.
You know, when I ring him, he doesn't say hello. When I ring, he answers and goes, calm down, Cherie.
Every time.
Got him on speed dial.
Yeah.
No, and then he finally got here and it felt like an eternity and I was like, I was sweating and I was panicking and... And then Jensen, his 6-year-old son, wrangles it and catches it. And I'm like, what? And I'm still inside the house. I refuse to go out. And in the end, it was a 1-meter green tree snake.
That Jensen now uses his belt.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
How did it get through security? That's what I want to know.
I know. That's what I want to know. Yeah. But this morning, I've got this wild bush turkey, and it's enormous, and it's trying to get into my swimming pool. So it's got claws like a dinosaur.
Do you know, I will say, though, bush turkeys are good because, yes, they build big nests, but they rake your yard
to make
the nest.
They do.
Yep.
Yeah, so they rake,
the stuff coming out of its rear end, I don't know if that's called raking.
No, I was going to say there's going to be something out there soon because I'm going to put it on the rotisserie later on tonight.
They're no good, they reckon.
Really?
Yeah, there's a big fine for killing them and shouldn't do it anyway, but they do taste disgusting.
All right, Cherie, good luck with the wildlife in the car.
Yeah, thank you.